Walton, Dusty Klatt, hey, good ride today, I think, but second moto looked like you got a little, did you make a mistake? Did you get winded? What happened? Because you were closing on Matt.
No, I didn't get winded at all. He was behind me. I think he did.
He gapped you, and then he pulled up.
I noticed, like, he did that, like, I think it was last weekend, too. Like, he'd get in front of me, but I think he was just pushed hard to try and get that win, probably. And either way, I wouldn't took the overall, but, I mean, I pushed right till the end. And, you know, he got in front of me and pulled a little bit, but then we stayed, like, that pace for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And then probably as soon as we got into lappers there, he kind of pulled another 3 seconds right there. But, yeah, it was a good race. My bike setup that I did for the second moto was way better than the first one. So
Did you change something? Suspension?
Yeah, I did. I made some suspension changes. It wasn't handling too well the setup that we had going into the first moto, but yeah, it is what it is. And second moto was a lot better for me and was able to relax on the bike, so it was good.
Yeah, you look more like what we've seen. Hey, season number 3 this year, which is great for a lot of dudes. Your worst number probably in a long time. His first half of the season did not go well. Second half, you made some suspension adjustments and you were like a new guy. I guess talk about the year and as a whole and your worst ranking, like I said, for a while.
Yeah, I mean, the West obviously was not the way I wanted it to go. And pretty much right after, just about with a round to go, still in the West, I had talked with Andy and asked if we could do some stuff. And I was thinking of coming out to the East and train out here because, I mean, it didn't even go over 15 degrees at my house up until the West Coast was done. It was just really a wet season. So either than that, so, you know, it was really tough trying to leave my family and stuff like that. But, you know, she was all for it because she understands that that's what I need to do to obviously to make money for the family too. So
well, it was very, the first half of the season was very unlike what we've seen from you for a long time.
So. No, definitely. I mean, obviously, Gorky and Canary came in a little bit stronger, I think, than they have in the past. But either way, nonetheless, I think it was just, it's hard to feel that new bike out when you haven't raced it or been out on the track.
Right.
So, I mean, that's kind of explains probably why Dungy would go out on a race they didn't even need to, but just to, make sure that bike is 100%. So it's a bummer that, that it took the West Coast to find that out. But, you live and learn. So next year will just be as ready as possible, and I'm confident that the new bike's going to be awesome, so I'm looking forward to it. I really like the bike. Actually, I think it's probably the best handling bike I've had in a while, even over some of my Yamahas and stuff.
Yep.
Yamaha and Cowie both, so I like the way the bike works and everything. So the new one being a lot lighter and stuff like that, and hear good things, so pretty pumped to throw a leg over it.
All right, man. Well, second overall today, and good job. And, let's try to keep that. Let's try not to start slow next year, and then these guys will have a race.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.